This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you as we kick off another week, get a little bit deeper into the territory that we are treading ever so lightly. Results season. Super Tuesday came and went. That's in the rearview mirror. Now the conversation is about other parts of the country, and this is how we do it here in the United States. But who's left on the outside? Who is on the inside? It's the same players that we've talked about almost exclusively, let's face it, for the past couple of months. Donald Trump, today a buddy of mine who couldn't be more progressive, more liberal, said to me, what do you think it's going to be like with Donald Trump as the next president? It's a foregone conclusion. Republicans will unite and forget about this brokered convention nonsense. He takes the nomination and then he takes the presidency. In your opinion, is it still too early to call, or is he right? I personally think there is a great chance that little Marco, as Donald Trump calls him, will go down the tubes in Florida. I don't think he wins Florida. And it's always a disaster when you don't win your home state. Justin Duckham joins us now from Washington, D.C., from Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, I was just talking about, you know, kind of forecasting what's down the road for the Republicans and the Democrats now that we're in the numbers season when we're crunching the delegates and whatnot. Do you ultimately think, let's start with the Democrats, after seeing their last debate, do you think that this goes all the way through? I mean, why not if you're Bernie Sanders, stick in it? Or do you think it ultimately goes the way of Hillary before the convention?
No, I think it is probably going to go the way of Hillary before the convention. But nevertheless, I think Bernie Sanders is going to be in the race for a lot longer than a lot of Democrats will probably feel comfortable with. He initially started his campaign as sort of a message candidate. And when he started to do a lot better than many people, and probably including himself, really expected, he certainly kind of took on a more serious tone. But knowing Bernie Sanders, at the end of the day, I think he's going to be dedicated to finishing this race, to staying in as long as humanly possible for him, solely because he really is sort of a message candidate at the end of the day. He believes in what he's bringing forward, and I think that's probably going to be something that's going to encourage him to stay in the race, even if it doesn't look likely that he's going to get the nomination.
Yeah. And does that force Hillary to move in a different direction because it pushes her there with what his issues are and being a little bit more left?
You know, I think that's already taken place. You know, Hillary Clinton has obviously moved far to the left because of Bernie Sanders, because of the rise of the Elizabeth Warren wing of the party. That would clearly explain for the, sort of the direction she's taken on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the direction she took when it came to the Keystone XL pipeline. And I think that's going to be something that moves on down the road. In terms of the message, though, that she's trying to put forward, with the success that she had in South Carolina, with her, outreach to African-American voters, I think that's probably going to be more of a sign of where she's going to be going. She's been testing out a very compelling general election message, almost kind of taking on Donald Trump, as the sort of presumptive Republican frontrunner or presumptive Republican nominee in this situation, saying essentially, we don't need to make America great again. We need to make America whole again, going on beyond that. And saying essentially that we need a message of love and kindness, that really is a message of a general election candidate and one that has proven to be pretty successful for her so far and one that I think she's probably going to stick around with.
How about this deal that the White House was surprised to learn about Netanyahu turning down the meeting? They announced on Monday that they didn't know and they found out through press reports that Netanyahu had declined an invitation to meet Obama later this month in D.C. What's the scoop on that? There was supposed to be some sort of a sit-down March 17th or 18th, and they said forget it, called it off?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have much of the information on the inner workings of what happened there, but this really highlights the fact that there is a very chilly relationship between Netanyahu and the Obama White House, one that's come to a head a couple of times. Obviously, when they've been, photographed together, have had meetings at the White House, it has not gone swimmingly. And this really brings up sort of what happened the previous time Netanyahu was in Washington, wherein he accepted an invitation from John Boehner to address a joint session of Congress without consulting the White House, without really negotiating with them, and then coming out very strongly against something that the administration was really touting as one of their, top priorities for the Obama's second term, the Iran deal. So I think this is further evidence of the fact that there really is, quite a bit of daylight between Netanyahu and Obama, despite the fact that Obama is wrapping up his, final term.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Also, buzzing on the Hill, of course, is the same thing that we've been talking about, the Supreme Court position and what's going to happen there. Any movement as far as that's concerned?
We're continuing to see names that are sort of put out in, as potential sort of floaters for this, but there does not necessarily seem to be any direct way forward. Primarily, what this is going to come down to is whether or not the Senate drops their opposition to it, and it doesn't necessarily look very likely. There's obviously right now this big concern that a lot of people who are running right now and for Senate for re-election on the Republican side of things certainly have uphill battles facing them. There are a lot of vulnerable seats, and they're probably not being benefited by having a GOP leadership who's pretty much lockstep in favor of a position that a lot of voters, frankly, are not necessarily very warm to. This notion that McConnell's putting forward that it would be unfair for the president to, move forward with the nominee in an election year, it may be playing very well with a lot of the conservative base, but at large it seems to be a pretty big misstep for Mitch McConnell, who is somebody who is, very, very, very widely acknowledged as a sort of political genius, somebody who may not be the best when it comes to policy, but somebody who is very, skilled when it comes to politics. And in this situation, it just doesn't necessarily seem to be the Mitch McConnell that so many people within D.C. know.
Do you think we'll see, now that going back to the Republicans and the next states coming up for primaries and caucuses, do you think we'll see anybody else drop out of this by the end of March? Marco Rubio, perhaps, or Cruz, or Kasich?
Kasich, if he loses Ohio, that's a very distinct possibility. Marco Rubio is probably the big one who's probably going to drop out. Particularly if he loses Florida. Right now, Trump still has an 8-point lead in Florida. That is, kind of closing the gap to a pretty large extent. But we also have Ted Cruz, who's saying essentially that he is going to be investing a lot of time and money in Florida, something that doesn't, really make a lot of sense if he was trying to win the state. He's pretty far back behind. But this is actually pretty clever on Ted Cruz's part. This is essentially trying to ensure that Marco Rubio loses Florida, which is a winner-take-all state. And if he does lose Florida, then essentially we're going to see the remainder of the primary season be essentially a two-man race between, Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. And, not really much room for, Rubio to really survive there. In terms of Kasich is moving on with an entirely different strategy. Ted Cruz wants to win this race based solely off of delegates, based solely off of winning elections. That's not what Kasich is aiming for. Kasich believes that if he stays in the race, he could be doing a service for the party and ensuring that this is going to be ultimately, a brokered convention. He said that if he wins Ohio, it's going to essentially go down to a position where Trump probably isn't going to be able to mathematically secure the full majority of the delegates.
Right.
So it's sort of a different strategy on his part, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. Justin Duckham, thanks so much. I'll meet you on the flip side, everybody else.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. rate. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Today, from the world of law and order, if you will, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Erin Andrews, $55 million. A jury awarded her that amount. And this had to do with the nude video that somebody shot in an adjoining room, a stalker, Michael Barrett, who was told what room she was in by the hotel at the Nashville Marriott, and then promptly took the room next to hers, where there was a 5-minute video that was filmed in 2009. So in the closing arguments, Andrew's attorney encouraged the jury to award her damages that took into account the full amount of harm that was done to her. The jury put 51% of the fault on Barrett, while the hotel management company Windsor Capital Group is the group, and its owner West End Hotel Partners were 49% responsible. And you think of Erin Andrews today, I mean, she's a Fox correspondent. At the time, she worked for ESPN. She's all over. You know, she just did the Super Bowl, and or she has done the Super Bowl, and she has done some super big events. She's a well-known face. And during her testimony, she said she suffered because of the video. For the last 7 years, she was forced to get help in dealing with the trauma. She has a strategy for checking out hotels she stays in. Her parents told the court she was a shell of her former self. So a jury of 7 women, 5 men, found them both culpable, responsible in this sense. After the verdict, she tweeted her thanks to the jury and others, including other stalking victims, saying, "I've been honored by all the support from the victims around the world." And you know, she was a victim. I mean, let's face it, it's creepy. What a creep. And then that was pumped out everywhere. And once it's out, no matter what, it's out. It's out there, and it does not get rolled back. Even if it's not shared freshly again, it's already too late. Something like that is already too late. It's already out, and it's viral, and it's everywhere, and that's what happened to her. And this guy stalked her. So I think it's a valid, I think it's a just and a valid verdict that they came up with in this case. I mean, it was a $75 million suit, $55 million. that totally works. This is a court of a different sort, but one that was kind of shocking, I have to say. And looking at the details of it all, Maria Sharapova admitted to failing a drug test, and she's going to be provisionally, they say, banned. Somebody asked me about this the other day, thinking she can't be retiring, even if she's had to deal with injuries. And I thought, no, she's not retiring. Nike dumped her because they had a huge sponsorship with Sharapova. And certainly she's the richest female athlete, but she's suspended from tennis. I mean, she's going to be suspended after she failed this drug test at the Aussie Open. She was pretty somber at a press conference in L.A. She said she'd been taking the drug, Meldolum is what the name of the drug is, I think. I hope I'm saying it right. Since 2006 and didn't realize it was a banned substance by the World Anti-Dope Agency at the start of 2016. So the International Tennis Federation, about an hour after admission, then said that she would be provisionally banned for March 12th, pending determination of the case. The failed test came in on January 26th. Sharapova, rather, lost to Serena Williams in the quarters. She was charged with that violation on March 2nd. I mean, there was so much speculation about this briefing, about what it was, thinking that it was injuries, and that, I mean, the test was a bigger bombshell than one could imagine. I was stunned by that. Apparently, it's a blood thinner, the drug that she was taking, and she said for the past 10 years she'd been given this medicine by her doctor, her family doctor, and then she got the letter, and it had a different name. She said she never heard of that name, and she said, and she's right about this, that it wasn't banned for the 10 years. It wasn't on the ban list. It just was now on the ban list. But January 1st, the rules changed, and she didn't know it was a substance that wasn't permitted. So how about that? That's a huge mistake. You know, and it's interesting, Martina Navratilova immediately tweeted out, "Hold your horses, everyone, about Maria. I don't have all the facts. I hope it's an honest mistake. Stuff was legal, as far as I know, till 2015. And it was. So she's right about that. It's brutal. You know, they have to make sure they know the rules, and the people around her are equally as responsible, because whatever she's taken, they got to know that. And James Blake said what I was thinking. He said, wow, classy of Maria Sharapova to hold a press conference for this and admit to making a mistake. Definitely agree that you have to be aware, though, because when you're worth $195 million plus, and she is a rags-to-riches story, there's no question. She was born in Siberia. She runs a successful candy company. It's called Sharapova. You know, and sponsors, what? It's a mistake. I would think that they would not all jump off the bandwagon, but it's already happened. Some of it's already happened. If I was a sponsor, I think it's because it just kicked in. I don't know. I think I would give her some leeway and listen to the whole story. You know, wow, crazy. And there's been others that have been suspended with a ban for a similar substance, like Marin Cilic is another one. He suffered the same fate, and then their suspensions were reduced to 4 months from 12 months. So she may, you know, they'll have to see how that all plays out. But that's a shocking, I have to say, that is a shocking development with Maria Sharapova. Not at all what one would suspect. Just one of the perils, I guess, of being an athlete. But if you've got the money to have the people around you, they have to, for goodness sake, know what's going on with what is legal and isn't legal, and keep up to date and know when things change, because guess what? They change. I mean, of course. And in this case, that was a flub. No question about it. A huge, huge, huge flub. All right, moving along to something else related to law and order. There are people screaming for the heads of the governor in Michigan. There are people in Flint, Michigan that want to file lawsuits over now what is this, of course, terrible water that is tainted with lead. Imagine your child sucking down the water you give them every day, brushing their teeth in it and everything else, and you have no clue. So a union fund is saying it's going to bring in 25, well, all this other stuff is going, they're going to bring in $25 million in low-cost loans to help replace lead-contaminated pipes in the city's water system. That funding will help to boost the $55 million they already have, and they've got to remove and replace the residential lead pipes along at these residences. For at-risk groups, they got to start there. Pregnant women, children, five and younger, seniors, people with immune systems that are compromised. It's nasty business all the way around. And the problem happened after the city switched its water source about 2 years ago to cut costs, of course. Flint used to buy Lake Huron water through the city of Detroit, but the state ordered the source changed to water, changed the water from Flint River. So then it becomes a state of an emergency. In January, you know, the rest of the city switches the water suppliers again, and the rest is history. What's happened since then, you know, bottled water coming in by massive amounts, and it should come in that fashion because people cannot be drinking that. You think of the risk to so many. Wow, just absolutely incredible, incredible. And by the way, I got a couple of emails from some folks, and I want to make sure that you know this, because I know a lot of people, which I think is very cool, by the way, listen to us all times of the day. All of us are juggling different schedules. So some of you might be listening to me tonight for a few hours, but then you have a different schedule the next week and the following week after that. So here's the deal. You can go to tunein.com, and you can get all the shows. Our shows are loaded up there, the America Tonight Show. Just go to America Tonight, and you'll see it. Boom, and then you can download it, listen to it, carry it around, whatever, on an app. It's not a commercial for them. It's just telling you a way to reach the show. And GCNLive.com, of course, it's all there, too. So that's how you can get to America Tonight if you missed something in the mix. All right, coming up on the flip side. By the way, they say you can buy a house in Flint for $14,000. I bet, sadly, that is the case. Ugh, awful, awful. On the flip side, getting you up to date on delegates, what's next, what states, all that good stuff. Don't want to miss it. Kate Delaney hanging with all the youths across this great nation.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, DanPilla.com.
Again, the little show that can, America Tonight. You got one eye open, you got an opinion, call this number. 855-266-5283. My most liberal friend, second most liberal friend, says Donald Trump, he's president. He gets it. He knows how to swing and pivot when he has to. He's brilliant at doing it. He told me tonight, just watch. Donald Trump has 384 delegates, Ted Cruz, 300. You need 1,237 to win. For the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, 672. Bernie Sanders, 477. His friends say, feel the burn. 383 to win the nomination. Quickly coming up, and then we're going to go to the phone line. So if you want to jump on that line, do it. As to what you think is going to happen the rest of the way. March 8th, Hawaii Republican caucus, Idaho Republican primary, Michigan, huge Michigan. If you look at delegates for the Republicans, 59, for the Democrats 147, Mississippi also on tap, 40. For the Republicans, 41 for the Democrats. Then on March 12th, which will be here before we know it, District of Columbia Republican Convention, Democratic primary, is June 14th. And then you've also got the Wyoming Republican dealio convention, as they call it. And then the big day, one of the big days, Florida. GOP winner takes them all, baby. 99 delegates. And the Democrats are also, there's also on the 15th, 246 for the Dems. Theirs is added up differently. Illinois, GOP, winner take all, 69. Missouri, 52 for the Republicans, 84 for the Dems. North Carolina, 72 to 121 for the Democrats. Ohio, another big one, March 15th, Republican winner takes all 66, Democrats 159. So the biggies, of course, Florida, Ohio in that mix. I would put Illinois in that mix too. Michigan, which is coming up tomorrow. So big week, really 2 week swing. And we'll see where all those delegates fall. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I had to put my headphones down, as you know. Okay, your friend, Duckham, I'll get to him in a minute, but start off with this handsome young man walked into a sports bar at 9:58, got the bartender's attention, ordered a drink, sitting right next to the most stunning blonde you ever saw in your life. And at that very moment, the TV was on, and the breaking news showed a man on a 10-story building out on a ledge, and the man says to the woman, says, I think he's going to jump. She says, I'll bet you $20 he's not. He says, okay. He put up his 20, and she just started to lay her 20 on top of his. When the guy dove off in a swan dive right straight down to the cement, splat, all over.
Wow.
The girl just was in total shock. And he says, you know, she says, you won. Go ahead, take the money. You beat me fair and square. He says, I can't take your money. I saw the same thing on the 5 o'clock news earlier today. I knew what was going to happen. She said, I saw the same thing on the 5 o'clock news, too, but I didn't think you'd do it again. The man reached over, picked up her 20, says, my name's Rick, but my friends call me Lucky. What's your name?
I love it. That's hilarious. Oh, you cracked me up. That was good. High fives all around.
Okay, now you can steal that one, too. Okay,
I like it. I will.
Now, to our little friend, Mr. Duckham. This guy is a staunch Democrat, Marxist, socialist, communist, forget it. I mean, he's in the tank for the Hillary crowd. I mean, it's all just, and for him to come on and go, blah, 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 like he knows something, he's going to see his clients.
He covers D.C. He's at the Pentagon.
He's going to see the Democrats get their ass kicked like there's no tomorrow, especially if they have that witch Hillary out there. I mean, she is history. If the government doesn't get her for the illegal acts that she's done and the Benghazi fiasco and her interference in taking over Libya and then turning it over to ISIS, I'm telling you, Donald Trump or whoever the Republican representative is going to eat her in the debates. She's going to die the death of a thousand cuts. And, Kate, I'm telling you, I think Donald's going to take the whole shebang.
Yeah. I mean, I told you that was the conversation I had today. By the way, this was my buddy who's a seasoned reporter who works for some and still does a huge paper. And he.
A progressive.
But listen to what he was saying to me. He said he was impressed with the way Donald Trump pivoted when he had to on certain things. And he said, you wait and see. He said, he's the president, definitely. Well, he wasn't even attacking.
Rush Limbaugh said something last week that finally registered with me. I believe that Rush is right about this, that Donald has been planning this for a few years. This isn't a spur-of-the-moment type routine. Back in the days when he was challenging Obama's birth certificate, that was just to get his feet wet. And I believe he has been planning this, and he's well organized. He's got people everywhere. He's got a well-oiled machine, and I believe he's going to take it all the way. I voted for Cruz. I am for Cruz. I don't like Donald Trump. But
well, I think he wins it, though. Yeah.
I think he wins it, too. Okay,
yeah,
that's enough out of me. I'll let you get to somebody else.
I love that. Nothing else out of me. Nothing else out of me. Dan, thanks. There's always something next with Dan. Thank you, Dan. But you see, so you hear Dan say he was for Cruz, but he realizes, yeah, it's Trump. And that was the point of telling you the story that I told you about. This was a seasoned veteran person who's been around the block covering politics and said to me, quite frankly, listen, he's got it. And he also said that he believes, and in our conversation, it was interesting in talking about this, that when you look at Trump, and I said this, he does know how to cut a deal. He does. Whatever his father, money started him, blah, 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 and you could talk about the other parts of Donald Trump that are unsavory, let's say, the whole celebrity thing, the bombshell wives, although I don't know that many people would say, well, he has bombshell wives, and he got a divorce, and then another divorce, another divorce. I think the bottom line is that he definitely knows how to cut a deal. He definitely knows how to negotiate. Does that translate into the presidency if he were to become president? Well, geez, let's hope so. That he can deal with people who, wouldn't be a complete brick wall, and he knows how to negotiate, because that's the first rule in negotiating. What do you want? How are you getting there? What are you willing to do to compromise when you have to in the right way, not throwing all the chips on the table and giving everything back? And, you know, this is the way it looks. This is where the road looks to meet the future. I don't see any other skid come across the line. And, of course, you know, I could also spin to you and tell you, when I say spin, other conversations that I've had off the air. These are better than on the air. With people in the know, because they're in the tight inner circles of both parties. And really, honestly, the Democrats think Hillary's going to get it, and she's a well-oiled machine and has the right people to push her. And the Republicans don't want to own up to the Donald at this point, but they will line up behind him. Trust me, they will line up behind him, because what's the choice? Don't line up behind him. And then you don't line up behind them, and then see where that all ends up in the mix. If you're a Republican, not the direction that you want to go in if you want to win the election, and I think it'll happen. So these upcoming primaries and caucuses are very, very important just to seal the deal, because delegates is the name of the game. You have to have the numbers. It's not a fantastical fantasy. You can't just get to the convention. You have to have the numbers. They all know that. They know the game. And then we get into April, and you have Wisconsin or Wyoming and New York and Connecticut and Delaware, and April 26th is another big day. But I think clearing the board in March will say something, and that's what we're going to see. The very, really last group of primaries is June 7th, where you have California and Montana and New Jersey and New Mexico and North Dakota, but it's not going to be edge of your seat. It really, really is not going to be edge of your seat. I think this is Donald, and I think it's Trump, and I think it's probably Hillary Clinton, as close as Bernie Sanders can get. And what sway he will have on the party, or has had on the party, aside, he's not the guy. I mean, he's not the guy. Barring a miracle, I just don't see it. Don't see it. By the way, Nancy Reagan, big story over the weekend, and many of you, of course, already know this, dead at the age of 94. Pretty influential and pretty protective. I went and talked about that last night, that she certainly protected the man that she loved, Ronald Reagan, who was the center of her life, who died in 2004. And there was never a picture I've ever seen of anyone where you could just feel that love when you saw her drape herself over his coffin and knowing she was moving on without him. So rest in peace, Mrs. Reagan.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
To hear that song, Like a Virgin. And it's funny to me because listen to Madonna's voice. Her voice changed, definitely. She got deeper when she started to sing, as she started to keep on in her career. And that was one of her first hits, obviously. And you can hear it. You can hear the high notes in her voice. I'm just saying. Kate Delaney, ATN, hanging with all of you. You can be a part of the conversation. So is it inevitable we're handing it to Donald Trump? There is a truckload of people that I have surveyed, my unofficial, unscientific poll, because there's no way to really track this, let's be honest. We're doing the crystal ball thing. And I could go to somebody and I could ask them. In fact, for fun, I'm going to figure out different ways to do this. But in predicting the election, we could flip over the tarot cards, and I guarantee he's going to get the deck stacked for him in the right situation. The crystal ball says Donald Trump, Donald Trump. You'd be no need to ask again. If any of you disagree with that, let me know. Tell me. I have plenty of people in my world that don't believe that, but more often than not, the people who are not on board with Trump or who think it's okay, but they're Democrats, say it's Donald Trump. And I would just love to be privy to those fly-on-the-wall conversations with Rince Priebus, the chair for the RNC, and anybody who has his confidants, you know, one of his confidants. I would love to hear what's said to them, because this was not their, this was not the game plan. He wrecked the game plan. But then it does show you the system works, because if somebody from the outside can jump onto the inside, just look at it from that point of view, it shows you that democracy works. Otherwise, he wouldn't have cracked the machine and the code. Granted, he's a billionaire, had the money, had the swagger, had the mouth to do it, but still, he is not part of the establishment in any way, shape, or form, other than he has donated ton of money to Democrats, especially when you could, to Democrats and to Republicans, and is part of that, part of the system in that sense. So he's got kind of friends all over the place. I think it's fun every once in a while, in the middle of the political ravings of the day and the buzz in your backyard and mine, to throw in, are you listening, you West Coasters especially, to throw in those high fives, or what I call the daily salute. So, the I read an interesting story over the weekend, and I want to say it was like New York Magazine or something, about, and I'm saying this is the Daily Salute because I think this is a wild story. There's a guy named Kevin Hines who said he was kept alive by a sea lion. He jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge in 2000. Imagine that drop. There are plenty of people that throw themselves off bridges and they don't survive. He was going to kill himself. He says the sea lion kept him afloat until he could be rescued. Hines now, he's at a conference in Australia. He said this week he's devoted his life to suicide prevention as a mental health advocate. And he says it's his life's passion and his life's work. I mean, I'm going to say bravo, daily salute. We have a live studio audience somewhere in Minneapolis. I'm going to clap for them. Woohoo! Good for you. A tragedy averted, a sea lion. I believe that, keeping him afloat, because that's what they're intelligent creatures. That's what they would do. And then he's ultimately rescued, and then his life changes. I mean, his life changes. I mean, how cool is that? I'm going to give you another one, too, because we haven't done this in a long time, and I'm going to start to weave it in along the way. The how about this? A blind man, thanks to a bionic eye that was gifted to him by the Duke Eye Center, 67-year-old Larry Hester took his first trip to New York this past week and saw the sights. So he doesn't get total vision, but he sees shapes and brightness so much better. And he feels like he sees definitely. He said, to be at the most famous park in the amazing city of New York and actually see some of it is the best feeling I've ever had in my life. They took him to the landmarks, and he was there in Central Park and could see the green and could see all the cool things happening. And I love that story. He gets a bionic eye and gets the chance to see for the first time. Can you imagine that? Things that we take for granted that, yeah, you know, you wake up and you can see and you can hear and you can smell and taste and touch and all that. And imagine losing the senses, any of the senses. This used to be one of those what if questions. If you had no choice and something was going to happen to you, would it be sight or hearing? I'm like, any of those are not great what ifs. What if suddenly this happened? And there are ways to, if you're lucky, to compensate for that. And many, many, many people do amazing things when they don't have one of the senses. But I think it's something, you know, we take for granted, right? What if you can't see that waterfall, that sunset, the dog charging towards you, the grandchildren, the kids, the whatever? I think it is a different, it's a different world, one that you have to navigate in a much different way than the rest of us who are busy on our iPhones and we're missing everything around us. Did you see that rainbow? What rainbow? Oh, I was trying. Didn't you take a picture of it? Can I see the picture of it instead? I see that happen every single day. And listen, I can be as guilty as the next person, especially now. I mean, the Kodak moments, at some point you have to say, you know, I'm not going to take a picture of every single thing I see. I'm taking a picture and missing whatever is in front of me. But this is how we roll now, unfortunately. It's what happens. It's what happens. So I talked about Nancy Reagan, and Obama ordered flags at half staff for Nancy Reagan. There are lots of people writing columns and talking about Reagan. I said, to me, the biggest thing about Nancy Reagan was her loyalty and her love affair with her husband that clearly was not phoning up for the cameras for video, because you can't fake that. They were as authentically in love as one could get. I really believe that. There is no question in seeing the pictures. You can see it even from their younger years beaming out of the photos. In a world where so many people struggle to stay married, often, what an example of a couple that nailed it from the beginning. And they really, you can see it, like I said. So Nancy Reagan's funeral is set for Friday, and you've got the flags at half mast now at this time, and you're going to see virtually a who's who. The funeral is going to be held at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, and also there will be public visitation on Wednesday from 1 to 7, and then Thursday from 10 to 2, they're doing that. There are so many people that want to be part of that. Friday's funeral is at 11. It's closed to the public. That makes sense. She's going to be buried next to her husband, as you would imagine, right there on those grounds. And Nancy Reagan died over the weekend of congenital heart failure, but 94 years old. 94 years old. I've had a few people email me, and I'm just going to throw a couple of quick ones in. This one from the Mixer, who says, Kate, Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan had that true love. You could tell. I heard you mention it the other day, and I think that's the best way to describe Nancy Reagan. She was absolutely the protector of her husband, and I remember her staying by his bedside when he was shot. Absolutely. And then this one from Al. The Reagans were an interesting team, and they were a team. There is no question about that. As you look at the photos of them together in all kinds of different situations, you know that he passed things through her, and luckily he had somebody to lean on other than people who were his advisors or part of the cabinet. I think well said. That's it. She served as the confidant, the loyalist, the protector, and definitely the two were madly in love with each other. Rest in peace, once again, as I said before, Nancy Reagan, at the age of 94, dying over the weekend. Hey, thanks for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.